USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Panel continues to debate whether Attorney General Bill Barr should be held in contempt of Congress. The Justice Department not honoring a subpoena to produce Special Counsel Robert Mueller's unredacted final report on the Russia probe, and Democrats are slamming President Trump's assertion of executive privilege over that report. Here's Representative Ted Deutsch of Florida.
The committee issued a subpoena for information gathered by the Special Counsel. There's no privilege for this information. Executive privilege is not a cloak of secrecy that drapes across our nation's capital from the White House to the Justice Department.
Republicans are accusing House Democrats of continuing a war against President Trump and of trying to litigate the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Police in Colorado now say that the one person killed in yesterday's school shooting near Denver was an 18-year-old male student of the school. Eight other people were injured. The suspects, 18-year-old Devin Erickson and an unidentified 17-year-old, the latter of whom is believed to have been a transgender in the process of transitioning from female to male. If you use Uber or Lyft to get around on a regular basis, today you'll have to make alternate arrangements, as drivers for both ride services nationwide are taking part in a one-day strike. This Uber driver in Washington, D.C. says,
the top five executives have done over $140 million last year, while drivers all over the place don't have enough money.
One of the last surviving members of the Tuskegee Airmen from World War II, Dr. Granville Coggs of Texas, has died at 93. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The world finally gets its first look at the latest royal baby in England as Meghan Markle and Prince Harry were showing the baby boy off outside Windsor Castle a short time ago.
I mean, parenting is amazing. It's only been, what, 2.5 days, 3 days?
Yeah.
But we're just so thrilled to have our own little bundle of joy and be able to spend some precious times with him as he slowly starts to grow up.
The couple still has not announced a name for the seventh in line to the British throne. Oakland A's pitcher Mike Fiers throwing a no-hitter. Dangerous storms again threatening the south central U.S. today. Tornadoes reported in Texas near the Panhandle as well as into Oklahoma. Hail as large as baseballs falling in the region as flooding became a concern late yesterday. Rising waters are now dangerous in areas around Houston as well as parts of Kansas. And a tornado watch is now in effect in north central Texas into southeastern Kansas through late this morning. And a leaked version of a new Pokemon movie turns out to be just a prank. A new YouTube video claims it's the full version of Pokemon Detective Pikachu, starring Ryan Reynolds. The video starts out with the actual opening credits of the Warner Brothers movie, but it appears that then it's just 2 hours of Pikachu dancing around. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.